Joining the show is Brian Lester, Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette sports reporter and writer. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. Just taking a little time off from work this week.
Hey, well, a little vacation can't hurt anybody. So the Wahoos are atop the division in the Southern League, playing some really good baseball. What things do you think have gone right for the Wahoos, where they've been having a lot of roster changes here with players getting promoted to AAA in Jacksonville, players coming from Jacksonville down? What do you think has been the biggest thing for them that they've gotten right to be in the position where they're at now atop the Southern League South Division?
You know, it's been interesting to see, you know, all those roster moves, and you think, you know, that would maybe interfere with some of the chemistry, or, you know, guys kind of fitting in, but it just seems like obviously they've gotten lucky to have the right guys come in and, you know, fill spots, and I think this team is playing well right now. You know, momentum's going their way, you know, the way they've been playing. Obviously, they get back onto the top of the division, and, you know, they're hitting the ball well. They're getting great pitching. You know, that they can't. What the game last night lasted less than 2 hours, so you know you obviously have great pitching going if you and great defense if you can play a game baseball game in under 2 hours. So I mean, I think it's, you know, despite the new guys coming in and guys leaving, you know, they just seem to have things clicking right now with the things you got to do to win baseball games. You know, hitting and pitching and playing good defense, and if they continue that, you know, they should be in good shape to, you know, get that first half division championship and in the playoff spot.
So, as far as local athletes are concerned, there's a lot more D1 interest in players locally, whether it be Navarre or Escambia or Pine Forest or Washington or whatever. All throughout the area, we've got so much high school talent. What players are attracting D1 interest? Is there anybody that we should be keeping our eye on as far as local talent for commitments in the summertime or going into the fall?
You know, obviously, Xavier Hamilton at Navarre has gotten a lot of D1 interest from SEC schools and Notre Dame. Terrence Marshall from Navarre has gotten a lot of offers, starting to get the offers to roll in. Arkansas, Kentucky. I know Kobe Hart of Pensacola Catholic has, you know, drawn some interest. I think he went up to Notre Dame and to Clemson as well with that visit that Xavier went on. And Emory Williams, the quarterback of Milton, I mean, he's drawn some attention from schools like Indiana and Miami and Pittsburgh. So he's going to be a big player to watch this year. And it just seems like, you know, you look at the social media feeds, you know, every day, and you see different guys, you know, posting the offers, the latest offer they got. And so I think we're going to continue to see that. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of talent to watch as this football season comes up here in August.
So I saw Dick Vitale tweet about this the other day, about players who verbally commit to schools and then they go out and they visit others. Do you have a problem with this, Brian? Just from the, you know, as far as media, the way that we see it, I mean, it's entertaining. I mean, we're forced to still have to cover these guys. It's not like as soon as they commit, that means they sign. I mean, you can verbally say you're going somewhere, my recruitment's still open, and go visit other places. Do you think that this is bad for a perception of high school players, that they're not fully committed to where they're going exactly, and they may be looking to just for playing time and maybe NIL purposes as opposed to going to a place where they can really develop as a player and go to a school with good academics so they're prepared for things after their playing days are done?
Yeah. It's interesting to see that, you know, and I know a lot of fans get mad when they see a guy that's verbally committed to one school, but he's off visiting others. You know, I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, in the end, that kid's got to make the decision that's best for him, you know, whether, yeah, you know, sport, athletically, academically, you hope, and you hope that, you know, they are making a good academic decision as well, because, you know, football isn't something that's going to last forever. You know, they eventually have to, you know, work in the real world, and, you know, having that degree is going to pay off. So you hope the academic part is factored in. But, I mean, the guy, you know, kids are looking at the best option. You know, NIL, I'm sure it plays a part in it. You know, kids are looking at, where can I get the best deal of what school I go to. So that's part of it, and that's perfectly fine because NIL is part of college athletics now. So, you know, there's no reason why they shouldn't want to take advantage of that. But you know, I don't have a problem. You know, if they sign the name on the, you know, the national letter of intent, you know, then, you know, then it's a commitment for sure. But when they verbally commit, you know, things can change. The team, you know, record could be great when they actually verbally committed, and then they have a bad year and they decide, you know what, I don't want to go there, and the coaching changes. So, you know, I have no problem with the kids deciding, you know, going off and visiting different schools and, you know, in the end, committing to another school if that's what they choose to do.
Speaking with Brian Lester, sports reporter and writer for the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, I'll end off with this. So Roy Jones Jr., had a pleasure of having him on the show yesterday, but he was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame over the weekend, joining a bevy of all-time legends in the boxing world. Is there a particular fight that you remember most from Roy Jones Jr., or how much do you think, just if you could try, it's hard to probably summarize this, but what he means to Pensacola and trying the best that he can to represent the city in a positive way with everything that he's done?
You know, I think for Roy Jones, getting inducted, obviously, it's a well-deserved honor for him and what he's done in the sports. I mean, you know, there isn't really a fight that jumps out. Obviously, when I got down here, you know, 7 years ago, I learned pretty quickly, you know, who Roy Jones Jr. was and how big he was in Pensacola. And, I mean, just the fact that he's still – you know, is involved in the community in certain ways. And, you know, he still remembers, you know, considers Pensacola home. I mean, it's a big deal. And just the fact that Pensacola can say, you know, a guy like that came from Pensacola, you know, and was one of the greatest fighters ever. And, you know, in the Hall of Fame, it's a huge deal. And, you know, it gives, you know, younger kids who might be interested in boxing something to look up to and something to maybe look forward to. It's the same way, you know, he's kind of like Justin Gatlin, you know, being from the area, you know, one of the fastest men ever, and he's from Pensacola. So, I mean, Roy Jones is just one of those great athletes that, you know, come out of the city, and, you know, it's great that he got that honor, and, you know, I hope, you know, Pensacola is proud that they had a guy like that that, you know, went as far as he did in the sport.
Absolutely, and there's so many more who are involved now with the NFL and others who are going to be involved in the professional realm. I'm sure of it in some way, shape, or form, or at least the college football and college sports realm, Division I-wise, here soon. Well, Brian, I appreciate the time as always. You have a good rest of your vacation, and talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Drew. Take care.